pick up over here in Siman Reish Tes. And Siftan, I'll just one more point over here. There's a Sharat Siyun in Sifkat and Tesavov. So he's going on the Mishabura, Sifkat and Yurkes, which is on Sif Dalit still. And the Mishabura suggests that we should say the language that the person should say is Baruch Hashem, is Baruch the Yoav Echlon. Okay. So I'm people got him the fact that Shalom Rabrik Rachmana. So in the words, why don't we use the Brik Rachmana? This is not a bracha person of Mechuyev. A person of Mechuyev, and he says a bracha Brik Rachmana, maybe that's proper, but here he's not Mechuyev in the bracha Bechlal, he's making up his own bracha. The Hushem, it's one of Hashem's name. And therefore we have a din of Hashem Shemayim Levatola and the saying Brik Rachmana. And he's died to Yetani Matas. Okay. I feel a bit, but that's so. I didn't say the Tosh says it's a brich rachmana. Prima Gadim is not happy with that. Mishabura says I think the mice of the Taz is right. Even though I wrote Baruch Hashem, I didn't like the Prima Gadim. I really think you would say brich rachmana. To bnei Asholim ba'alma, afshein the simple as that is that kamin buta lahaskel love lashon zet. The Yisrael Mishnah, the skidol the Yisrael b'sholim. So if I greet you, I can greet you with Hashem's name. So I can say a bracha about you. I can say when I feel a simcha that you're safe. I can say use Hashem's name for that purpose. So that would not be problematic. He owes me kiruddin. It can't be worse than that. It's not really an issue of a bracha l'batala. The question is you're using because it's not a nusach. We're saying it's not a bracha l'batala. But what is the issue? The issue is. He says that if somebody else is not his father or not his Rebbe, so he should argue, he should say this other nusach. But if it's a chaver which I feel good about, why shouldn't I say the, you know, I mean, the equivalent of saying, you know, I would want to use his name in English, that you're safe. I'd be allowed to do that. I seriously am respond using Hashem's name to express my feeling about what I feel about seeing you, that you're safe. So that goes into the concept of greeting somebody with a ship's name. Okay. Fine. Sif hey. In Birach Acher Echad HaGemol La'atma. If one individual who's chayv on the gemol says the bracha, when he's chayv on the hutzi is leberoi, he has kavanah to match the other individuals, another individual who's chayv as well. And the other person listens. So then, the listener will be Yotze. He should say Amen, because you say Amen to a bracha. It's preferable to say Amen, because that indicates you really seriously want to say this point. But the man is not Ma'akev. So since both people are, the one who's making the bracha is chayev, and the one who's listening to the bracha is chayev, so the listener can be yotze without a main. Different than the case where the one who's saying the bracha is not chayev, then the listener can only be yotze if he says a main. Okay. I was once in a, where was it? Where the minyan was? Where, I think it was we the whole group had flown to Eretz Yisrael, and we went to Davin and the Shul in Ben Gurion. So you had, you know, 60 people, 50 people, 40 people, whatever it was, you know, Davin, Chappin. We had Davin Shachar was on the plane, we hadn't leaned. So we all went to the Shul to lane. I remember I actually ended up laning, because nobody else had ever laned. So I ended up laning, which is okay. Then the question of a guy, well, so one person said a gemol is mutz everybody. Instead of having, you know, one person after another, after another, after another, everybody wanted to get going. So one person said a mutz, he said gemol is mutz, all the other 40 people, whoever were there, whoever it was. Okay. Vav. Im Echar.
When did Meyer finish and start?
If the person did not do it right away, Yeshua Tashlum on the Baruch calls Man Sheyirtza, Menachem Shlo La'acher Shlosha Yamin. you can do it as long as you want, but you know, you can, but preferably a person should not wait 3 days. Saying again, so the person in the situation where he's kind of generally should try and say it within before 3 days have passed.
So does that mean not wait for a layman?
So let's see the Mishnah. Yotes imeichar. It's lemer shalabirich b'shal shalom in the yam. Oh, b'shal shachazel leburiyah mimechalos. So he didn't make the bracha right away. So he can say it as long as he hears it. But that being said, we do say, however, that it's proper not to be ma'achar 3 days. Shlosh yam da'adzman zeh kari ba min aderet. That's still cold that you've just arrived. Therefore, I make a bracha right after I arrived. And the Shartzian points out that again, it's not ma'akiv. If a person didn't do it right away, he can do it later on. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues. That's because of Chredim. Dafilo yitzdarich bishvil zeh levarich shaloi b'sefer Torah kfi aminik. Al b'kein al ya'acher yosim shlosh yamim. So if you're going to end up, because of this, not waiting until a laning and doing it by the Sefer Torah, so you won't do by the Sefer Torah. This preference is strong enough that you should not wait till the Sefer Torah. He left on Monday morning. He arrived on Monday morning. After they already had Kriyas HaTorah. So if he waits till so that's Monday and right to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday. By the time he gets to Thursday, he's ready on the third day or after. And you should not wait 3 days.
Right.
You should not be ma'acherit 3 days. Right. You should not do the act of being ma'acharit by 3 days. So it means that you should preferably not do that. So therefore, you work masar b'lo sefer Torah while yamtin ad yom hay v'ayin mashik sabna leil b'sipkat meches. So
that's 4 days. You arrive Monday morning, so...
So you have till Tuesday morning is 1 day. The Wednesday morning is... From Monday morning to Tuesday morning is one. Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning is two. And Thursday morning is three.
Well, presumably you're chayav as soon as you arrive. So Monday is the first day, Tuesday is the second day, Wednesday is the third day, and Thursday is the fourth day.
Okay.
That's why it says not... Well, you're tear, Mesh, what
you mean? You don't say... What do you say the word you're tear?
Well, by means of it.
What?
Ayamar. Ayachar Yotem Shashimim, right here. We have a different Jew then.
The Lashon Bechaber doesn't say that. Menachem Shlol Acher Shlosh Yomim, you shouldn't push it off 3 days.
No, I'm
in the Mishnah Berurah, I was saying that the Lashon Bechaber doesn't say that.
Yeah, okay, fine. All
right. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Zion. The Ashkenaz with surface ain't reworking because you're holding me early here. They don't do it just on a travel from city to city. It's only when they go out into places which are intrinsically are dangerous. We had before in Hichlis Tfilas HaDerech. Why do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Because you have a rule called Drach Mecheses Sakana. Well, Mamanoshach, and that's true. You say Tfilas HaDerech under these circumstances because you say called Drach Mecheses Sakana. So flip it around when the person survives that ordeal, he survived from a chesed sakana, so he should make the bracha. That's what they know against sort. Miyubach the parsa in a mavorach, less than a parsa. Usually, within a distance less than a parsa, you're close to a city. So that type of a situation, usually not considered a chesed sakana. the danger usually is further away from the city. But if the place where a person's going is a place which is known to be unsafe, even though it's within a parsa of the city, then the person would make the bracha. Sivkat and Chavalev. Shechivu Elba. I'm the commandment of Sivkat and Laman Alev. So the Shita of an Ashkenaz, the Chiv is only Hochim in Boris Shechivu Chayasra. So we're going to see later on, do we accept this to other scenarios? That's the question which we have later on in Sivtes. So these are the cases where Chazal and Masaki, specifically. So the Chazal gave, said a midbar, they meant a mitzvah, specifically a midbar. They didn't mean any type of trip. Okay? But in Svara, they're noyig to make the bracha. The Sirlo, the bracha zu, Shavar the Inyan birchas tefillah sederich liel, simak kufirat ayin shav. So we hold that the locha of the chiyav to make the bracha is the same way there's a chiyav of tefillah sederich. Why did you say tefillah sederich? Because kol drav mechaz a sakana. That even though there's no imminent sakana visible, the nature of traveling includes that. We discussed then that if you're in a place where there's a large amount of traffic traveling and therefore people are around, the person who grapple with it, because I were not mistaken to make this the Tefillah Sederach and Birchas HaGomel because of the potential for maybe being in an accident. Right, so Kol Drav Mechaz HaSakana didn't mean because they might be in an accident because they might be attacked by animals or by listim. So I understand a person traveling through a desolate piece of road in the middle of Montana. You know, it's not safe. I understand that. But a person traveling through many other cars, you cannot say that he's Mechaz HaSakana. Most bandits will not choose that piece of road to attack you. Right? So nowadays, we it's questionable whether you have a chiyuv tefillah sederach. So the maaseh, the person can say that even though Chazar are not masakin because of the chashash of accidents, etc., but it definitely is kedai not to take off the chiyuv, which Chazar masakin under these circumstances to say. So we don't have exactly the chashash of Chazal, but you know what? So it's still kedai to say because of the concern of accidents. And the truth is, the point being, even if you're out on the high road, if something happens, you don't have necessarily somebody around who's going to help you and take care of you. So there potentially are other scenarios why you would say it. But to apply it regards to this issue of saying who or didn't you say Birchas HaGomel, that would be taken to the next step as well. But nowadays, so I'm not sure what they do nowadays. But within a parsa of the city, we don't consider that a place which is intrinsically dangerous, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to say Birchas HaGomel, a person who travels such a small distance.
When you were saying you weren't sure what they do nowadays,
Svardim. Yeah. Svardim. Right.
Well, of course, would not be a chiyuv to
this. Such a small distance. Right. Now, the Mishnah pointed out over there in regards to the din of parsa, it's not a lach in time, it's a lach in distance. Now, within a certain close area to the city, things are safe. And so that's not going to change because we go more quickly with cars and not cars. That's not the issue. The issue over there is that within a certain range near the city, things are safer. That's why there's no kinshash. Okay, let's hold Sif Chesra tomorrow.